This blog can be found on karmicchannels.org. Spirituality and mental health. There are spiritual matters that affect the mind, and there are mental issues that can draw in spiritual attachments, known as entities. At Karmic Channels, when we speak of the Holy Trinity, we mean the mind, body, and spirit. Any of these three can affect the other two. This is why it is just as important to eat wholesome foods as it is to practice meditation. In our realm, we must learn to balance the physical with the spiritual. The mind is the connection point between the spirit and the body. The heart is representative of the spirit. If the heart is out of alignment, it may be a spiritual affliction. The mind is a cross between our physical brain and our ethereal spirit. The mind is consciousness, and it is affected by different triggers. Many mental illnesses can be caused by heavy metal toxicity, improper lighting for the time of day, which leads to a disrupted circadian rhythm, lack of proper nutrition, and other factors. Other mental illnesses are caused by genetic memories, toxic thought patterns, traumas, abuse, repressed memories, and any other unhealed wounds. Do not live with toxic people. The universe does not require us to suffer oppression, depression, or hatred in any form. Words matter, as demonstrated by Dr. Emoto's water molecule experiment. And keep in mind, too, that words, spoken, or even thought, can affect our physiology and that of the environment around us. Any mental stressors may deplete our body's nutrients, and many people have processed diets to begin with. So our ability to cope with even little stressors can become compromised by a lack of vitamins, minerals, and healthy fat. So if you are coping with something, trying to heal from something, make sure you eat well and supplement if you need to. It can help. Even without added stressors, a severe lack of nutrients like magnesium and B vitamins can lead to anxiety attacks and severe depression. This is an example of a physical cause. When the brain is not functioning properly because it does not have the proper fuel, it starts to affect our conscious mind. This, in turn, lowers your aura's vibration. If the physical cause remains uncorrected, it will lead to many health ailments in the mind, body, and yes, the spirit. There are also spiritual causes of mental affliction, such as experiencing a kundalini awakening or being an empath, where you can absorb other people's emotions and energy. However, when these things go unrecognized, it can lead to the empathic person experiencing a mental health crisis due to not knowing how to manage their abilities. And the same is true about kundalini. There is also mediumship, where you may be picking up on energies and entities that have passed and they are reaching out to you for assistance. If you or someone you know has these things going on, they must be managed properly. You must learn how to manage your abilities. Otherwise, these natural intuitive abilities can be misconstrued as some form of mental illness by those who are blind to these spiritual phenomena. Lastly, there can be past life residue. While you may not consciously remember your past lives, subconsciously you can have mental attitudes or phobias that originated from previous experiences on Earth. If you feel you have residue from previous existences, we recommend a past life regression with a trained professional or a past life reading. Whatever the cause, mental illness may be very attractive to lower frequency entities. Some low vibrational entities will try to convince vulnerable individuals to escape into destructive patterns such as addiction and possibly taking their own life. This is why many will begin to hear voices when they are in deep depressive states. This is why it is important to learn to manage and to gain clarity about your spiritual gifts so that they can be used wisely and assist you rather than harm. These are spiritual phenomena that do happen, and as a society, we need to rethink how we approach mental illness. We need to look at more than just a biochemical process in the brain. As we are evolving, it is time to start acknowledging that there are different causes, but they do eventually affect your Holy Trinity if left unaddressed. We do have guides and angels who speak to us during times of distress as well. If we are not listening to our guides and angels, they can send beings in physical form to channel the light to us. This guiding light may take many forms, such as finding a good friend, or caring for a lost stray animal, or perhaps a conversation with a stranger that alters our perception, or even a confidential chat with a trusted friend or therapist. What is interesting is the word psyche is actually a Greek word meaning soul. Maybe the Greeks knew something we didn't. To more fully address issues of mental health in our society, we need to start looking at helping the brain to function properly, environmentally and nutritionally, as well as helping the spirit to process, integrate, and heal, rather than the current paradigm of merely managing symptoms. If you are experiencing mental illness, we encourage you to seek assistance. We are here to support you on your healing journey without judgment and with great love.